this. This is a new mic, so I had to figure out. If you're using your songbooks, 263, Is Thy Heart Right with God? We'll sing that immediately following Lord's invitation. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, 17. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Romans 10, 10. We've been talking about the Philippian jailer tonight. Paul and Silas, on the second journey in Philippi, were drugged into an area there. And then it was decided that they would be beaten. All because they took a spirit out of a young lady that was fortune-telling for some men, evidently making them a lot of money. And so once that was taken away from her, she no longer had that ability, this upset the men because it got into their pocketbook. And so Paul and Silas had to pay a price for this, and the price was that they would be beaten many blows by many with many blows. Then they would be put into the prison, and they didn't give them the luxury of the prison rooms with a window and maybe some breeze blowing through the window. They were put into the inner part of the prison. And they told this jailer, this Philippian jailer, to secure them, make sure that they are secure, because these are dangerous men, of course. So they put them into the innermost part of the prison, put them in stocks, make sure they couldn't even probably move out of the spots that they were standing in or sitting in, whatever the case may be, let alone get out of these bars that enclosed them. And so we sometimes say they're having a bad day. Well, how do they cope with this bad day? You know the story. About midnight, they decide, let's sing praises to God. Let's pray to God. And let's not do it in that soft kind of voice. Let's do it loud enough so the other prisoners can hear us and make this known to them, this Jesus that we've been preaching about. And so once they did, an earthquake coincidentally happened. No, it was an act of God. It was the power of God. Because all the doors to the prison were opened. All the stocks or things that were holding these men down, their hands and their legs, suddenly were released. And they were free to go. But they didn't go. But this was something that was pretty significant to this jailer, because he had been told to secure these men. He knew that meant if they escaped, it would cost him his life. And so he was ready to drive a sword through his belly or heart. And Paul told him to do no harm. The Word of God is powerful. We hear it, and we have to act on it or not. But if we listen, as the men in that prison listened, as the Philippian jailer listened and saw, the event was significant, such that this Philippian jailer asked the question, what must I do to be saved? And so to read God's Word and to listen to God's Word and see the greatness of His creation, we have to act on that knowledge. We have to gain that knowledge before we have salvation. Tonight, the Lord's invitation is that you would come if you are in need of that salvation and to be buried into the watery grave and come up in newness of life. Or maybe you've fallen away and you need to return to our God. So we bid you come as we stand and sing.